Chapter 1 year ago, Chihuahua Desert, New Mexico, 6:03 p.m. Halona's fists were no contest for the firearms they had brought against her. Her brow drenched in sweat, she scowled. On the gunman's forehead was a headcam. In tactical gear, armed with a weapon that could take down a small army, he moved and accepted orders from an earpiece. Halona slammed her back against the wall as an icy shiver crawled down her spine. Her father had always said if anyone wanted to find Beale's treasure, they would have to solve the puzzle. For 200 years, no one had. He had repeatedly informed her never to share what they knew. Now his voice coming from downstairs was deafening and unmistakable. Grunt. A bullet whispered past her ear in a high-pitched whine. Her feet bolted to the edge of the door she hadn't remembered closing. Trembling fingers fumbled with eagerness, then slipped on the door handle as she tried to break through it and shut it behind her. Halona Ossamenglian, the Oracle herself. I'll make this very easy for you, a large man belted as he reached the top of the stairs. Halona ran a palm down her homemade skirt depicting her forefathers' beliefs, the Wampanoag Native American operatives of Massachusetts. These guys knew who she was. She wasn't an oracle. Just a damn good technology person like any other girl. Her family shared the operative's secrets. Too much sometimes. The man slapped a clip into his gun. Her feet itched to run, but when she heard her father bark at the intruders, his tone distorted with anger and dread, she held still. Who are you? What do you want? Halona asked, trying to disguise the crackling in her voice. You know what we want. I'll give you 2 minutes to speak. If you know what's good for you, start this very moment by not resisting. Hand over what we need. The telescope. The decryption. In that order. Halona scowled. The Beale ciphers hide the truth from people like you. What makes you think I would tell you anything? He approached and the gun jammed closer into her neck. Its cold steel made her shudder. We'll make this quick. Give us what we demand, he grumbled. Halona shook her head and stared at a second man whose sneering eyes made her insides roar. Caramel skin, amber eyes, his nostrils flared at her as he grunted forward. His long hair would fit no visor mask, so he hadn't bothered. He had to be the leader here. As he advanced, in all of 2 seconds, his breath was so close and she almost felt she would suffocate from his glare. Nearly 2 heads above her, she drew back. Fighting dread and everything within her will, she charged toward the balcony door. There were more of them downstairs, 3 men and a woman with pistols. Amano, she's the one, the man assured in his earpiece. We've found her. Just what did he mean by she's the one? Who were these men? If she ran, she could find her way out and down the house the hard way. It was time, she decided. A chance came when her father's rifle blasted a warning shot toward the 2 attackers. Enough time to distract them for several seconds as they turned their aim toward her father. Halona landed a lucky blow on the first guy who gained in on her. He pivoted, stunned by her strike. One by one, the men filtered in. They meant business. Her eye caught that of her father's now struggling at the foot of the stairs as the assassin charged in her direction. Instinctively, her limbs gathered strength,